A lab has discovered unknown fibers that resemble asbestos, the first sample of its kind in the Yukon capital, in the city of Whitehorse's drinking water distribution system, according to a recent monthly report. The city's April 2025 monthly report on water monitoring results was submitted June 22 to the Yukon Water Board in accordance with its water use license. Hyperion Research Limited, the lab, reported the results from a microscopic particulate analysis, or MPA, at Hamilton Boulevard. An MPA is the type of testing used by the lab which is certified by the Canadian Association for Laboratory Accreditation. The report notes that further testing will be done to watch for potential trends. These types of particles are rare in drinking water samples, as noted in the report, unless the water goes through pipes made of asbestos cement. Some of the city's pipes, particularly in older parts of the distribution system, are made of asbestos cement. No additional testing is planned to confirm if these fibers are in fact asbestos or asbestos-like materials, given that asbestos in drinking water doesn't pose a health risk, according to Craig Van Lankvold, manager of Water and Waste Services. Even if these were asbestos, they are not of concern with regards to potability or drinking water safety, he said by email in response to the news questions. An excerpt from the City of Whitehorse's April 2025 monthly report to the Yukon Water Board. Screenshot, April 2025 report. That's in line with Health Canada and World Health Organization conclusions regarding no consistent or convincing evidence that asbestos ingested via water is harmful to someone's health. If you drink water containing asbestos fibers, you eliminate the fibers, mostly through feces. For this reason, Health Canada has not established drinking water guidelines for asbestos, reads Health Canada's website. No clear link. While the evidence around inhaling asbestos is well established, there's less evidence on oral exposure studies in humans and animals, according to Health Canada. The risk of airborne exposure from tap water is very low. Marie-Pierre Burel, a spokesperson for Health Canada and the Public Health Agency of Canada, provided a written statement in response to the news questions. Data from provinces and territories shows a very low detected frequency of asbestos fibers in drinking water across the country, with no clear link between asbestos contamination and adverse health effects, according to Burel. Health Canada provides guidelines for drinking water while municipalities typically oversee the daily operations of water treatment facilities, Burel wrote. The first technical guidelines on asbestos in drinking water were published in 1989. Health Canada keeps watch on asbestos in drinking water through reviews conducted in 2009, 2013 and 2018 of peer-reviewed scientific literature. In 2023-24, Health Canada looked at the scientific information on asbestos in drinking water and health impacts and found no clear link. Those findings are published in the scientific journal Critical Reviews in Toxicology. In addition, the gastrointestinal tract acts as an effective barrier against asbestos fibers. Given the evidence, Health Canada has not established a maximum acceptable concentration for asbestos in drinking water, Burel wrote. Health Canada is currently updating its guidelines on asbestos to reflect the most current findings. That document will be available for public comment in 2026. Following the science, for the reasons mentioned above, Van Lankvold said the city has no concerns about potential asbestos found in the drinking water distribution system. This data may be used to determine the condition and lifespan of the pipes, although there are better ways to assess the pipes, per Van Lankvold. The test results will be compared and assessed over time to detect any trends. This is likely localized to older sections of town where asbestos cement pipes are still in use, Van Lankvold said. Asbestos cement is used in about 25% of the pipes in the city, according to the water manager. As any old pipe reaches the end of its lifespan, these will eventually have to be replaced. If every asbestos cement pipe must be replaced at once, that could potentially cost hundreds of millions of dollars given expenses related to assessing, engineering, excavating, installing and repaving over pipes that typically run below city streets, Van Lankvold explained. Replacing pipes happens on an as-needed basis, most often when the parts reach the end of their expected life or if infrastructure upgrades are required. Contact Dana Hatherley at dana.hatherley@yukon-news.com.